Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes, I'm very interested.
Thank you very much. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White,
no.
Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
I'm not really familiar with the condition because I don't have children in school.
Okay, thank you very much. But do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important,
yes,
a little
very important?
Very important. Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Some confidence.
Thank you. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would definitely vote for it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Yes, the second one.
Thank you. By the way, we still have a few more questions to go, but I want to thank you for your time. This next question is, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be not at all influenced, influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving school facilities, public school facilities. The first one is, learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little?
Yeah, it would strongly influence me.
Thank you. Learning that this renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
What?
Should I restart? I'm sorry.
Learning
that this is a renewal for an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Yeah.
But that,
what's the question, though?
Would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little, or not at all to support it?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Yes, that would be very important.
Would you be strongly influenced or somewhat influenced to support it?
Yes, strongly influenced.
Thank you. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Yes, that's true.
Strongly influenced or somewhat influenced?
Strongly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Yeah, that would influence me.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this village, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
Well, that would be terrible.
So would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, a little or not at all to support it?
But I don't understand the way that was worded.
Oh, let me read it again.
Okay.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this village, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
So you're saying without the federal money, it would have to come from local sources. So
yeah, basically, yeah.
That would be important to, it's a little confusing, but I think I get it. It would somewhat influence.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And the last one for this section is learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
Well, my taxes are frozen because of my age, so I don't know how that is, if there's any, if the millages are still, could still increase the taxes. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
But I'm not very sure, but based on the question is that it's a millage renewal and will not increase the property taxes. But what we're trying to do is to see if you are strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little or not at all to support the 20-year millage renewal.
Yeah, I'd say they're somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I'm sorry to ask you to repeat that again.
Yes, that's fine. Now that we have talked about the millage with everything that we did in the last section, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would definitely vote for it.
Thank you. As we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes.
Uh-huh.
Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? You mentioned this.
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Thank you. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49.
No, 71. I'm 71.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now, stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school?
I have a master's degree.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm a social worker.
Do you own or rent your home?
Yeah, I own it.
And this was the last question of the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's make sure we're not using the Zoom mode. Let's try to start the phone.